Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Rescue by Rick Brown, narrated by Jeffrey Kafer. Chapter 1. Captain Tuplo stared at Josh as if he'd lost his mind, but the young man looked serious, and in all the years Connor had known Josh, the talkative pilot had never been able to keep a straight face for long. The captain studied the faces of the four visitors in Gata-Jacques-style combat armor. All of them looked stoic as well, but from what he had heard about the Gata-Jacques, he expected as much. Finally, he looked at Marcus. "You want to tell me what's going on here, Taggart?"
"You're not Connor Tuplo," Marcus said. "You're Nathan Scott."
"Nathan Scott. Captain Nathan Scott, commander of the Aurora. The guy from Earth."
"That's right.
And you've known this for how long?"
"Well, as long as we've known you, I suppose."
Connor looked at Josh.
"By we, I assume he means you as well?"
"Yes, sir,"
Josh replied.
"Are you kidding me?"
Nelly exclaimed in disbelief.
"Oh, I don't believe this," Dalen said with excitement. "I'm flying with Natan."
"There's no way that Connor Tuplo is Natan," Nelly insisted.
"I agree," Connor added.
"Marcus and Josh were assigned to look after you, Nathan," Jessica explained, taking another step toward him.
"Don't call me that," Connor snapped. "I'm not Nathan Scott. I told you, I'm Connor Tuplo, owner and captain of the Seiki."
"You see?" Nelly said. "You're Nathan Scott," Jessica said, "and the ship you think you own is actually named the Mirai, and technically it is owned by Deliza Ta'akar."
"Then how did I end up with it?"